and State on 90.5 WKAR, enjoying the Devo here on the program today. This Saturday night, the MSU Wind Symphony's much-anticipated Carnegie Hall concert brings music of Pulitzer Prize-winning composer John Corigliano to the stage. Professor Kevin Setitol leads the ensemble in a 10th anniversary performance of Corigliano's Circus Maximus, and WKAR's Peter Worf is here to tell us more.
Mark, you know that West 57th Street is the ultimate destination for so many classical musicians.
Yes.
That's where Carnegie Hall resides. The MSU Wind Symphony will take John Corigliano's Circus Maximus to the stage this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's an epic work. It's much more than a wind symphony piece. It's theater, it's drama, it's so much. And if you got the chance to hear it a couple of weeks ago at the Wharton Center, you know what I'm talking about. Remember, we previewed that piece, Mark,
we did,
couple of weeks ago and listened to a bit of it. Then I went to see Wind Symphony conductor Kevin Setitol a few days ago, who talked about the piece and the electricity at the College of Music about this New York trip.
Everybody is really excited, and as soon as we saw, someone sent me a picture from New York, a friend of mine. He said, I'm not sure you've seen this, but it was a picture of our Playbill poster up in their glass cases. And so I wrote him back immediately. He's like, no, I haven't seen this. That's pretty – it's very cool and a little overwhelming that it's there now. And that just moves. As the days move, it gets closer to – the front door. So we're right next to Philadelphia Orchestra. They play the night before us. People are getting excited for sure.
What have some of the students commented about?
I just took a hand count last week in rehearsal. I'm like, how many of you guys have never been to New York before? And probably at least 20 hands went up. So I'm like, well, you're getting ready to get blown away as soon as we pull into the city. And we're going in at night. So when we pull up next to Carnegie, you can see all the way down to Times Square. And it's I remember the first time I was there, I was just overwhelmed. I was just like, oh my gosh, you know.
Talk about much earlier on the road to the Wind Symphony, Corigliano and Carnegie Hall. You had a performance of this piece at the Wharton Center, not just recently, last week, but several years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago, actually. That's when this whole thing kind of was born. So we had Mr. Corigliano here for a residency, and then that residency ended with a kind of big Troika concert with the Wind Symphony, the Symphony Orchestra, and the Chorale. And so that evening, I remember asking him, knowing that the 10th anniversary was 4 years away, that I'd like to set a goal to come to Carnegie Hall and do this. And he absolutely agreed. He loved our performance here.
This takes the MSU College of Music to another level.
That was the goal. I mean, Carnegie is definitely one of those places that has helped set the musical standard for the entire country, if not the world. When you think about what's happened there historically, I think I said on an interview last week that, you know, it's changed the fabric of American music, the things that have happened on that stage.
A musical world stage with the subtext of the Circus Maximus in Rome and sort of mass media excess, the sorts of things that Corigliano himself has described in his thoughts about the work. Can you give us sort of the tour of this piece as a work for wind symphony and as theater, because there's so many of these elements?
Sure. Well, it is a reflection of the Roman Circus Maximus, but it's now put into modern day times. It's about the society really being saturated by technology and everything that's around us, just like the Romans were 1,000 years ago in the real Circus Maximus. The piece takes us through a journey from this fanfare announcement of 11 trumpets around the hall and percussion, and there's an exchange that goes on, and finally it reaches the ensemble on stage, and then there's this kind of mass theme that comes back regularly throughout the piece. it's just shrieking, it's announcing, it's quirky, it's a lot of different elements that we see every day in life. Then all of a sudden, in the second movement, it changes to this absolutely serene, subtle, almost melancholy music that's played by the saxophone quartet and string bass. But they are not on stage; they're way, way up in the highest balcony in Carnegie Hall, to where you can barely hear them. And so they the music just soothes you into this, you know, kind of this almost a dreamlike state. And then different instruments around the hall start joining in. And as soon as the audience is lulled, then we kick right into this movement called channel surfing, which is supposed to be literally like somebody watching TV. You can hear the click sound. I mean, John's taking us back to the old days where you really did have a clicker and it made a noise. Nowadays, we don't have that. But in fact, the students didn't even know what that was. Right. All of this kind of builds up again, and he finally takes us back into the Circus Maximus, and we have a collection of everything we've heard up to this point. It all mixes together, and he takes us to what he calls the loudest sound that he's ever written, and it is quite loud. It's loud for a long time, then a very, very long decrescendo. And then that moves us into the prayer. And the prayer is John's way of comforting the audience. It's absolutely gorgeous music. It's very powerful music. But at the end of the prayer, he takes us into the coda, or veritas, the truth. And it takes us right back to the beginning of the piece, really. And then we give the final cutoff, and that's ended with the shotgun blast. You know, the piece itself it's monumental, as I said to the audience last week, but maybe more important, it's influenced so many other composers at this point that someone like John Corigliano is writing for winds. And so he's convinced his colleagues and contemporaries that this is a very viable ensemble, and the kind of performances you get, it's worth it as a composer.
Kevin, have you thought about what you'll say to your musicians when you first take the stage?
You know, I'm not sure I have to say anything. It just, the play speaks for itself. And I think once they hear the first sound, there's a lot of pent-up emotion that goes with this. It's not bad emotion by any means. It's all great. And I remember I was with another group, another university, that we were ending a big tour at Carnegie Hall, and it was the same effect. We weren't performing music of the magnitude of this, but I remember the students like having a very visceral reaction, because it's, you know, for a musician, that is a big deal, particularly if you've never been to New York City before.
Kevin Sotetol is professor of music at Michigan State University. He'll lead the MSU Wind Symphony in music of John Corigliano, Saturday night. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.